Well, big issues from climate to regional security, those two actually dovetailing, have been under discussion in Nauru today at the Pacific Islands Forum. But Nauru's president has lashed out at journalists covering the regional gathering, saying that they have a responsibility to cover the forum and not just refugees, referring to those who have long languished on the island under Australia's offshore processing policy. Nauru's President Baron Wonga was upset by questions directed towards him at a press conference about New Zealand journalist Barbara Drever, who was detained yesterday for speaking with a refugee.
We don't deserve this at all. Don't tell me about, refugee being an issue. How can it be an issue for Tonga, for Kiribati? No, it's an issue for Australia. And all those refugee advocates that are out there. It's a political thing altogether. We know that.
Nauru's President Baron Wonga, it's not the only source of tension at the forum. Baron Wonga has also labelled a Chinese official insolent after the official stormed out of a meeting because they were not given priority to speak, it's reported. Well, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has today reiterated that her country is still willing to take eligible refugees from Manus Island and Nauru.
I feel a personal responsibility not to raise the expectation of individual refugees. You know, we have said that we've got an offer to take 150, that they would go through the UNHCR screening process. That means that we don't control then who would be coming into New Zealand under that quota. So I do want to be cautious. These are people's lives. But I do want to get an insight into the experience of those refugees before they reach Nauru in particular. And I'll still be finding ways that I might be able to do that.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern in Nauru today. Well, ABC journalists were refused visas to attend the forum, accused by Nauru's leaders of biased reporting. So we have the pleasure of being joined again by TVNZ One News Pacific correspondent Barbara Drever, who is on Nauru. Barbara, we're still waiting for the leaders to emerge at the conclusion of the forum. There's a bit of a delay. Do you know what's going on?
Yes, well, we've been told that the leaders have had to go back in to discussion. And the reason is there are some issues that need ironing out. And it's to do with the Boy Declaration. That's that Bikitawa Plus Declaration. It's a security arrangement between all the forum countries. Basically, it's looking at new issues that are hitting the region quite hard, like, for example, transnational crime, cyber security, and climate change, of course. And so there are some issues there. We're not exactly sure what they're having issues with, but it's had forced everyone to go back to the table, to the drawing board.
Have you seen a final declaration at all? And I'm wondering about the climate change element, because that, of course, previously has been discussed as being the biggest threat to the Pacific.
Yes, indeed. I've only seen a draft copy. Of course, the final declaration has not been released yet, but I've seen a draft, and certainly it does list climate change as being the number one issue, number one threat to the region. It'll be very interesting to see what it is that's taken everyone back. I mean, is it to do with surveillance? Is it to do, there's been lots of issues between China and Taiwan at this forum. What is it? So we're very keen to find out.
And was Australia pushed at all, do you know, in private or in public on climate change to make bigger cuts to greenhouse gas emissions?
Look, I know that in the bilateral, several countries were going to be bringing it up. We've not spoken to the leaders, of course. As soon as they've had their bilaterals, they're back into the retreat. Retreat day, I've been doing this for 30 years, and I can tell you that retreat day is hugely difficult in terms of getting to talk to the leaders, because they're behind closed doors. And especially here in Nauru, they're very well protected by police. So it's been a difficult time. But however, I have been told that it has been raised at bilateral level by several countries, and certainly New Zealand's put its point across as well.
And can I just ask you about that clip of Baron Wonga, the Nauru president, that we played earlier, where he has had a swipe at journalists, I guess you're one of them, for raising the issues of the issue of refugees, and saying, look, what does that have to do with Tonga? What does that have to do with Kiribati? Do you think he's got a point there?
I think as long as you're doing other forum stories, he does not have a point. If a journalist is here just to do the refugee story, then of course he has a point. However, most of the people I've been talking to, all the journalists that I've been speaking to, are doing many other stories to do with the forum. Look, it's just part of being a host of the Pacific Islands Forum. In every forum that I've been to, and I've been going to them to since 1996, I can tell you that domestic issues do come to the fore. In Tonga, it was freedom of speech at one time. I mean, I can tell you that is very much a part of it. And that is the leaders just have to grin and bear it. That is part of hosting a forum. However, and it is being brought up at the refugee issue has become a big part of the forum, not just with Australia, but New Zealand as well. Our leaders are discussing it. And certainly it's something that all the island nation journalists that I've talked to who are here are also very interested. Human rights is a big issue in the Pacific.
And very briefly, Barbara, when we spoke to you last night, you were still fresh from being released from police detention. Have you had a better day today? Presumably, though, you're still barred from reporting to some extent?
No, I've had a great day because around 11 o'clock this morning, I got my accreditation back. So they gave me back my accreditation, which is unusual, and suggests to me that, in fact, I had done nothing wrong at all. So I have been given my accreditation back, and I've been able to go to all the press conferences and so forth.
Okay.
And I've got to say that we will continue to do our job here, and we're sorry that the ABC's been banned. Let's hope it is the last time.
Barbara, thank you very much indeed for your time in lieu of an ABC reporter. Barbara Drever is the TVNZ One News Pacific correspondent, speaking to us from Nauru.